This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A manic economic outlook down in the dumps yesterday with GDP, but today a surge in spending.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There's news. Consumer spending in the U.S. rose by the most in 4.5 years, up 0.9%. This suggests that the government report yesterday showing the U.S. economy nearly stalled out January to March might be a snapshot of what was then, but not what is now. Let's check in with Adolfo Laurenti, Chief International Economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Hello, Adolfo.
Good morning.
So people were spending money in this new report?
Yes. We have seen the best gain in personal expenditures in 5 years. We also see a very nice advance in personal income by 0.5 percentage point. Some categories did very well, healthcare spending, durables, including auto. So this really gives us some confidence that the consumer may be back.
What's a little odd, though, is that consumer spending data that we got today is from the month of March, which is the end of the same quarter, January to March, where GDP grew by next to nothing. How do you reconcile that?
There are revisions all the time, so I would not be surprised if the first quarter that was so disappointing will be revised up. And that will also give us a lot of confidence because, quite frankly, we were predicting a reacceleration in the economy in the second half of the year, and the numbers yesterday were clearly a cold shower for our expectation. Now we believe we might have been on to something, and hopefully we'll really see the economy bouncing back for the rest of the year.
Adolfo Laurenti at Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.
The man who led Ford back from the brink is leaving. CEO Alan Mulally will yield the throne to his right hand, Mark Fields. Under Mulally's leadership, Ford didn't go bankrupt like the other guys, invested in some sharp new vehicles, and got out of Mazda, Volvo, and Land Rover. Later today, the more pleated, khaki-wearing version of Facebook reveals how much it made and lost last quarter. LinkedIn's earnings report will come at a moment that Wall Street is in a skeptical mood about social media companies. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Lately, the same social media giants that brought greenback dreams to investors have given those same investors the chills. Paul Sweeney's the senior media analyst with Bloomberg Industries.
Growth in users for some of these social media names are slowing a little bit, and the ability to sell advertising is showing some signs of slowing.
Sweeney says what separates LinkedIn from the social media pack is that the company doesn't live and die on ads.
A big part of its revenue comes from fees that are charged to corporate recruiters, fees that are charged to individuals who want to get a higher level of service.
No matter what happens, LinkedIn will be here 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and it'll probably be LinkedIn.
Jeffrey James, author of the book Business Without the BS, says he thinks LinkedIn is safe because it focuses on what nearly all of us do.
And that's its beauty. It's work. It's the lack of the funny cat pictures.
Sharing cat pictures may be a fad. Sharing who we are as workers, James says, that's eternal. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Healthcare reform depends on young people. They're comparatively healthy, so their payments help subsidize the system. Yet when they do need medical attention, they may need it desperately. But as Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez reports, many young adults who are still in foster care after turning 18 were left out of the new healthcare exchanges.
One of the big selling points of Obamacare is that until age 26, folks can hitch a ride on their parents' health care plans. Kimberly Waller is a foster care researcher at the University of Michigan.
Advocates started realizing, well, hey, what happens when the state's your parent?
When the state's your parent, you should now be able to get on their plan. That's Medicaid until age 26. I say should because states don't have to do any outreach about this. Waller says many young people who've left foster care have no idea they're eligible.
A right is only empowering if you know about it.
And knowing about it is totally different than getting it. Camille Tynes was in foster care in Michigan. She's 23 now and in college. Tynes is good at navigating the ins and outs of government programs. But even for her, the process has been confusing.
I initially applied through, what is it, the Market Healthcare something website?
That would be healthcare.gov. Every state has its own sign-up process. In Michigan, former foster youth need to apply for healthcare through the agency that runs foster care. So, Tynes tried again.
I was told how you mentioned that you're in the foster care system and that you aged out. I got denied.
She's not really sure why that happened, because she does qualify. Tynes just wants to go to the doctor and not rack up debt to do it. Kids coming out of the foster system have lots more chronic health problems than others their age.
Like, it's been almost 2 years.
Since you've been to the doctor?
Yeah. That's just, it's called prayer insurance. Like, Jesus, protect me, keep me, you know I don't got time to get sick.
In Michigan, foster care advocates are working to draw attention to glitches in the sign-up process. For her part, Tynes needed help moving her application along. When she finally got some from a mentor, it made a difference. She's now insured.
Finally! I got my card last week. Like, yes, look what I got!
Tynes has already made her first doctor's appointment. In Ann Arbor, I'm Sarah Alvarez for Marketplace.
And some people find it creepy how digital devices track your movements, but Google is intent on showing the utility. People enrolled in the Google Now system can now check their phone to remember where they parked. It's an algorithm that senses when the cruising along in the car ends and the walking begins. There remains a low-tech alternative, remembering where you parked the car. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.